Thank you for joining me. I'm Kimberly Rogers, and you're listening to this week's Torah portion from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. This message is brought to you by themessianicmessage.com. themessianicmessage.com. I hope that you enjoy this teaching. This week's Torah portion is a double one. It is Matot and Maseh. Matot is tribes, and Maseh is, they say, stages. However, the beginning of Numbers 33:1, which is the beginning of Maseh, says these are the journeys of the children of Israel. And that is exactly what I want to talk with you about today. The Torah portions start at Numbers chapter 30, verse 1, and they go all the way to Numbers chapter 36, verse 13, which is the end of the book of Numbers. Before we get started, let's say a word of prayer. Baruch atah Yehovah Eloheinu, Melech haolam, we praise you, Abba, and thank you that you are our King, and that you are the creator of everything, and we can trust in you, and our hope is in you. We pray because these things that are happening on the earth today have been foretold by you, and we pray that we walk in the path that you want us to walk in, Abba, and that we will do what you want us to do in our journeys. Abba, I pray that only your words will be spoken and none of mine. I just ask that if anything comes from me, that the people will forget it, that it will not bring forth fruit, that only your words will bring forth fruit in your people's hearts. Bless us on this Sabbath, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. This week, the Torah portion will be pretty much an update and less of a teaching than you're used to. And the reason for that is because I am still traveling. I am still headed toward another group that I will be presenting the time to flee to. And I have to get out of this hotel room. It is much more difficult to do a Torah portion and to keep up with Beast Watch news while I'm on the road, and I hope and pray that you understand and that you'll keep me in your prayers in that regard. But I want to talk this week about the journeys of the children of Israel. I find it interesting that as we have had another episode of the oppressing sword come to U.S. soil this week, that here we are with this Torah portion called Matot and Maseh, and that the stages or Maseh have to do with the journeys of the children of Israel. Well, in this chapter, Numbers 33, we read about actually 42 places where they went to and removed from or departed from, 42 places. And that equals the number of months that those in the diaspora will experience in the Great Tribulation, 1260 days. It says here in verse 3 that they departed from Ramses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month. What day is that? That is the next day after the Passover. They had eaten the Passover at the end of the 14th at the evening as they were going into the darkness of the 15th, and now they have begun their journey. And so Numbers 33 is going to show us the journeys of the children of Israel, starting with their departure from Egypt and going to some places where they don't necessarily have mention in the Torah, because those places have more to do with attitudes sometimes than with the actual event. But I'm not going to go into all of that because I want to point out that At that Passover, just like in our future, there will be a Passover where we will start the stages of our journeys. And actually, I want to talk with you about whether or not you should start the stage of your journey sooner than that. As I pointed out in The Time to Flee, the wilderness is being prepared for the woman who will come in stages, just like here in Numbers 33, where they went in stages before they got to the promised land. That wilderness is being prepared by some people, because she has to be prepared when the Lord starts to send people. One of the things that I think that we need to pray about is whether we are to be one of those who are called forth to go and help to prepare that place. One of the things that we talked about also with Joni in the Hebrew Nation morning show this week was the fear that some people are experiencing with regard to leaving. I'm having a little bit of angst about leaving as well, because I have children here. And our children are the biggest reason why the children of Israel, that first generation, did not go early. See, they could have gone early. They could have gone earlier, shall I say. But they stayed behind because for fear that the Lord would, you know, cause their children to die in the land, you see. And so we are still dealing with this issue of fear for whether or not the Lord is going to kill our children if we leave them behind. Yes, it's painful to leave children behind. We worry about them. But we have the Lord's promise that He will bring them to us. I have taught on those scriptures in other places where He says that our daughters and our sons are going to come to us, and He will deliver them to us. And so I realize, as I have said in The Time to Flee, that not everyone's destiny in this upcoming Exodus is the same. Some will go soon, some will go early, some will go when they see some more clues, like the altar being built and so forth, and then having it be shut down. And some will go when the Passover happens and they're running for their lives and they're being protected by one of those 144,000 anointed men who are there for the purpose of guiding and leading and protecting on the way to the designated wilderness. So I understand that the destinies are different, but I want to talk about how to not be afraid if you think you are being called to go and help prepare the way for the woman. Because I've heard a number of people say that they believe that that might be what they're supposed to do, but they don't want to leave their children. Or they can't figure out how they will go to do that because of finances or other things, health reasons and so forth. Well, all I know is that the Lord will provide the way. When the Lord calls you to go, it is up to you to go. And realize that regarding your children, you are going on behalf of your children. Actually, if the Lord calls you and you go, you are putting a hedge of protection around your children, because you are exhibiting faith in the Lord's word that He will bring your children, and that when He says all your household will be saved, that means that he's going to save your children. He will deliver them to you. If you have financial trouble and, you know, you don't have a means to get there, I have personal experience in knowing that when you step out in faith and say, well, I'm going to figure out how to go. The Lord has told me I need to go. And so you go announce to your family, I'm going. Oddly enough, the money might just show up. You might just get some kind of a windfall that you're not expecting. Or, you know, if you have health problems, you might consider that the Lord has a plan for you, that going to the wilderness might be the best thing for your health. There are many other things to consider regarding this, but I wanted to update this Torah portion with this information because it's time for me to start beating this drum. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that I believe the time is close. Is it this year? I don't know. I don't know yet if this is a Jubilee year. I don't know if the economy is going to collapse. I don't know what role Obama is playing. Is he the forerunner of the Antichrist? Is he the false prophet? Is the Pope the false prophet? Is Obama the Antichrist? I don't know the answer to these things. We will have to wait and look back on this because we have not been keeping the Jubilee and the Shemitah years. So we're going to have to look at the signs. But we see that the oppressing sword is coming to America. Churches are being sued over gay marriage. Businesses are being sued over gay marriages. A gay man brought a lawsuit against a Bible publishing company for $70 million for hate speech found in the Bible. That oppressing sword is coming. Gay marriage is the issue that is going to make people, it'll be the first issue that makes people decide whether or not to disobey the U.S. government. Because gay marriage makes you be a partaker in, an aider and abettor of, the abomination found in the scriptures. And when you decide that you have to obey the U.S. government, now that means you have to disobey the Lord. And so if you don't disobey the Lord, you will be punished. So that is the first U.S. domestic policy that is going to force believers to make a choice in the United States. But yesterday we saw that an Islamic jihadist taking the ISIS command to do something in the West, to do an attack of some kind in the Western nations, in America and other nations before the end of Ramadan, took it upon himself to do another terrorist attack in the United States. Now, this is not the first time that we've had a terrorist attack in the United States. But it is a continuation of the policy of ISIS or ISIL. They're both the same group. And it is also a symptom of Obama's policies in the Middle East. This is all coming home to roost. It's all by design. Obama wants to have a way to destroy America, and he is doing that economically, culturally, and militarily. The oppressing swords are here. The various ways that you can die are here. The sword is here. The captivity, you'll go into captivity over gay marriage, you'll go to jail. That's here. Those are here as spoken of in Revelation. So it's important now we're at this juncture that we need to be calling on the Lord and asking Him what our destiny is and be willing to do what He has said He wants us to do personally, where He wants us to be, where He wants us to go, and to do the things that He has specified that we do. We are coming into this time, whether it's this year, next year, 10 years from now. One of the things that I need you to understand is that if you go to the designated wilderness and you're there and nothing happens for a number of years, that does not mean the Lord did not call you there. Preparation sometimes takes a while, and I don't know how long the Lord is going to work with people to prepare for the woman, but He is doing that now. He's been doing that for 20 or more years, you see. And so this is an important issue for us now, and I hope that you will spend much time studying the scriptures and praying. Don't go because I said so. Don't go because others are over there. Don't go out of fear, but don't stay because of fear if the Lord is calling you. I hope all that makes sense, and I hope that you will be blessed this Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.